It's time for...
And here you added that it could have been a butt dive.
Yes.
The news.
And I don't mean to be indelicate, but your testimony was then that you were having you were in an intimate situation.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
You want there to be malicious
intent? Yes, I want malicious intent.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
You know, I was going fast, and I was feeling myself.
On WEEI.
Well, Helene has touched down in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. It's now hammering Georgia, Wiggy. Officials are saying they've already had to save 25 people from flooding in Atlanta. And if you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has a video of a hospital in Tampa who is using their own aqua fence. Now, if you recall, Greg told us that Echelon has an aqua fence.
Yes, so actually, I think Curtis brought that up, the aqua fence. I mean, I don't think it's ever been deployed.
Just when certain people move to town.
I mean, but it's there if necessary.
And it looks like it works pretty well.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Well, how is it working? There's water on the other side of the aqua fence.
No, but it's keeping it. No. That's not the fence. The guy is standing behind the fence.
The dude's standing behind the aqua fence.
Yeah, so that's protecting the hospital.
Okay.
All right.
Very cool. Yep.
I like that.
Okay. And some people have wisely evacuated Florida and have escaped even up here to Boston, moving their travel plans around to make sure they get where they need to go, like Nicole Shawl, who's here for her bachelorette party.
Oh, okay. Moved it from Florida up to Boston or something?
And I believe it moved the travel plans so that they could get out of Florida.
Excellent.
We can hear from Nicole.
Curtis, by the way, they requested no photos of the bachelorettes. Please, if you're around Boston. What? Do you have audio from her?
We do.
Okay.
Hello. We were leaving this morning, 10:30-ish, out of Tampa, Florida, and it got shut down there, so we had to change flights to Orlando. I was at work. I had my fiancé call and change all our flights, and because, we've been planning this for a while.
We packed our penis straws and brought them up to Boston for the bachelorette. All right. Well, that's good.
I get to see our favorite Panoose drawer this weekend. We have a wedding, so I'll be.
Oh, really?
Tell her to bring in the golden dong.
I know. I will work on that this weekend.
Is that her present for the her wedding gift for the couple? Is she draws the penis of the groom?
Well, she already did that, really. But I believe that drawing that we all saw will be displayed at some point this weekend.
She's the actual bride.
No. She's a friend. Our friend Jessica is getting married this weekend.
Okay, but she drew the penis of the groom already?
She drew the groom as a penis.
She did?
Yeah.
Really?
Remember he was fishing?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's a fisherman, Rex.
Yes.
All right. They listen to the show.
Oh, yes, he is.
They listen to the show a lot. So
now, it's an odd thing when people are told to evacuate and they don't.
I was just going to bring this up.
Yeah.
This is very scary.
You and I talked about this in the office.
Yeah.
This morning.
Officials are telling people if they want to stay, to write their personal information on their arms.
Okay, like if they started telling you that, wouldn't you fly immediately out of there immediately?
Immediately.
You would think you would, but some people, where are they going to go?
I mean, you can't be a libertarian and then say that they have to leave.
They don't have to. I just think it's so weird. Like if the government, the state government is saying, do us a favor, write your social security number, your name, and your age on your arm. In case you don't survive and you're not leaving.
It's kind of like the people that said the hospitals were overflowing and they weren't, just to get you to do things. I would say, if I were the federal government, I would say to these people, it's your right to choose to stay. We are not coming to rescue you. I'm not going to put my first responders in harm's way to get you. So you leave today, and if you choose not to, we're not coming to get you.
I guess it's two thought theories. Like, some people might be like, well, A, we can't afford it, and where are we going to go? And then B, there's always those people that are like, oh, yeah, I've been through worse. We'll be able to stick it out. So, you know, if you were somebody, like, where do you go? Are they paying for you to go to a hotel?
No,
are they paying for your travel?
They don't pay for you, but
So what if you don't have the...
Well, they should pay for you, honestly.
Ability.
We're paying for millions and millions of people to come from other countries and live here in a hurricane. They ought to use that money to pay to for those them. People to yeah. be housed somewhere.
I have a recommendation. Peter yeah. Santello, this guy does these videos on YouTube, Santanello.
Mm-hmm.
Last week he did a Central Mass video with a resident. They go to Fitchburg, they go to Princeton, they go to all these little enclaves. All the hotels in all of these towns, last week this was, are just full of non-residents of yeah. the area. Yep. Like, all over Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's going on right now.
Yep.
And you know the hotel has it when they remove the signage, so it's just a blank sign in front of what used to be, you know, a Days Inn. It's wild.
Yep.
We're paying it every night.
It's
full hotels.
Billions of dollars.
Why don't we cover that?
Billions of dollars.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hello. Buenos dias. Bienvenue. Wait, is that the... How does one say it in French?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Ça va, Greg? Ça va bien, I think. All right. What's next?
Yesterday, a tour guide from Boston Commons, his name's Jared, he spoke for the first time about an incident that happened a few weeks ago where he was punched repeatedly near the Freedom Trail, unprovoked.
Just randomly, like, doing his job.
Yes.
Jesus.
Tour guide.
Yep.
And all of a sudden just punched in the face?
Yes. Repeatedly.
Oh, all right.
We could hear what Jared had to say while speaking on Boston 25.
He was kind of behind me here and punching me. Well, I'm trying to speak to the crowd. You'd think it would be like a shining light for the city, but it turns out to be sort of a cesspit.
He had Freedom Trail rage.
Yeah, was he a young kid?
It's nothing to see. That's what it is. They charge you like $10 and there's nothing to see on the Freedom Trail.
Was he like a homeless? Was he a bum or something?
They don't know. But the thing is think about if he's giving a tour, it's probably tourists that are there. And then you see you're in Boston for the first time and you see your tour guide get.
Jesus.
Person was not impressed with Paul Revere's house.
It's like, hey, wait a second. You're giving them the wrong information.
A frightening robbery was caught on camera in broad daylight in Framingham.
It
happened around 9:30 a.m. On Friday outside of a check cashing place. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the video of this. A lady was dragged down the street by a man dressed in all black who took her backpack and jumped into a dark-colored Honda Pilot, leaving the victim confused with scrapes and bruises. We can hear from the victim's nephew on BZ.
It is very shocking. She's very shook, you know, being assaulted in broad daylight in the middle of a busy street. It's very concerning, very kind of reality shattering, you know, knowing that you're not safe.
Crazy. And he had a burner on him, too. Like, that's why I always say, you can replace anything. Give it up. Here it is. You want my jewelry? You want this? You want the keys? Take it. You can have it. Just don't hurt me. Take it, and you can replace all that stuff.
So
it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Do we know who did it?
No, the officials are asking for help to find him.
Oh, my God. What a scumbag.
There's their vehicle, right? Looks like a Honda Pilot.
It's a Honda Pilot.
Let's wait for a small woman to go and just jump. What?
Yeah.
My God.
Awful. Yep. Another town in Mass is considering a generational tobacco ban. Mm. We talked about this quite recently. I know Greg is not into it.
I know Greg enjoyed being in Connecticut, where he can buy flavor dip for $10 a tin, not nearly $20 a tin.
It's pretty cheap.
Here in Massholia. Mm. So, yes.
Is the town going to ban liquor, too? Or
Nope. Just working on the generational tobacco ban. Here's Peabody City Councilor Ann Manning on WCVB.
I think we should focus more on effective things like education and smoking cessation programs than just restricting people's rights.
I agree with the lady.
Somebody wants to dip, that should be their right.
Right.
I would say, do you sell Mountain Dew?
Yep. We do.
Look at the side of that puppy dog.
And we got Diet Mountain Dew, too.
Don't forget also, Curtis, you're calling for a ban on Oreos and, if I remember correctly, the Hot Fire Cheetos.
Yeah.
Christopher Curtis doesn't call for bans of anything.
Okay.
I call for a ban of bans.
Yes.
Let's all just live our lives because the government doesn't know better than you.
You enraged Wiggy the other day,
yeah,
and you suggested that Oreos are causing cancer.
So right. If you want to eat the Oreos, guess what? You're rolling the dice.
I had one yesterday, if I'm being honest.
You did?
I did.
Live your life, Courtney.
Just one.
In this economy?
I know. And I thought about it the entire time that I was enjoying it.
Right. Live your life.
There is nothing better than great Oreo ice cream.
In this economy? I know. I didn't even think about that, Curtis. The fact that Oreo ice cream is now ruined as well.
Right.
Uh-oh. Don't, please. I don't think you're going. You can eat.
It's already
Oreos.
Been said, though. It's already in my brain. So every time I enjoy
Curtis
one,
Curtis is a bit of a. He's a drama guy. Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Right. Like, Marlboro is banning prime rib, but they have ribeye.
You can have
fine,
an Oreo or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not gonna.
As long as you don't live near a power plant, I really make myself sick. Like I had an Oreo yesterday, just one.
Where was this?
At my apartment. No. And then all of a sudden, I said to Santo, "I'm like, I don't feel well. Like I was really, I was laying
was you
on
like,
the couch.
Oh, damn, I got cancer.
No, I was really, I was like, I really didn't feel. I was having stomach issues the rest of the day.
See? Now you got stomach cancer because you ate an Oreo.
Freaked out.
The alarm. What do they call? What are the people called? The alarmist?
Right. It's called psychosomatic.
Or the alarmist.
Yeah, and now because we already
I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah, you are. But the alarmist gets you to think like, oh damn, if I have one Oreo, that's it. Yeah. I'm gone in a week.
I do think that's
is fear mongering. Like,
well, you don't necessarily know if you're an only child.
No, I'm an only child.
How do you know?
Because we grew up an only child.
You didn't really interact with your dad.
No, but even if he has kids elsewhere.
Imagine that if you have like a brother or a sister somewhere that you've never met.
And he's equally as quiet as Wiggy is loud.
Imagine that.
I do have a brother and a
sister.
Also,
can we just address, do we have time? What is the story accurate about the entire board of directors of 23andMe resigning?
I don't like this.
Is that an accurate story or is that fake news?
I heard that yesterday at dinner. AP News, September 29th, 23andMe directors resign as the CEO of the genetic testing company seeks to take it private.
Is that what it is, though?
Could be.
Is that what it is, though? If you're a company that is collecting the DNA of Americans, and then all of a sudden, randomly, the entire board of directors ups and quits?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something nefarious going on?
Something smells fishy, like Courtney would say.
Does it smell fishy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what Courtney says? If it smells fishy, you don't always stay away from it.
That's why I don't do the 23.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
That's not the one I wanted, Scheimer. I was looking for a filet of fish.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Correct.
That's why I don't do that, Greg. I don't do that 23 DNA. Like, and I said, I don't know my dad, but yeah, I guess
don't
I do.
Don't you want to do it though? Like, that
no,
would be interesting
really.
To find out.
Well, I know I have a brother and a sister out there.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know that.
You wouldn't want to meet them?
Nah. For what?
I don't know.
I mean, that like
to see if they look like you
who,
or
who gives a crap? I don't care. My life is like what I know growing up with my mother. So like, but I don't have that syndrome as an only child. I don't like Courtney. You tell Courtney like, hey, don't chew bubble gum. If you do, guess what? You're going to you might get an STD. And Courtney's like, oh, I had a piece of gum yesterday.
No, I
should I go to the doctor?
Curtis is probably right. It might be an only like my mom randomly the other day sent me this Instagram story about how people are coming up to women in parking lots at malls asking them to smell perfume and it actually knocks them out and they kidnap them.
You know what?
So Colleen, you are a sweetheart of a woman. I love you. Please stop. You are making this worse.
I didn't respond either. And the next morning she calls me. She's like, did you see my text?
Oh,
and I said,
God.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm not. If someone asked me to smell perfume in a parking lot, I would say no thanks.
That's what it is. It's your parents.
But then I'd also feel bad.
We love your mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's
nicest
the best.
Woman in the world.
She's the best.
A little bit of helicopter parenting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 30. Whatever years old,
32.
Now. Yeah,
she's the one. The reason why you have all this
great post about Hoda Kotb, by the way, by Mrs. Cox yesterday.
That's the other thing I don't understand. It's a Friday. I'm just going to keep talking. Uh-huh. Hoda,
yeah,
you were in tears.
Yeah,
so were DMs and her friend Bailey.
Yeah.
Really? Last night when I arrived home, they were in tears over Hoda Rita. Like,
wow.
Do people still watch the Today?
Oh my God, the fourth
can somebody
hour.
Retire?
Can somebody, a woman, explain this to me?
Well, like, I mean, I cried when Regis retired, and I then cried when Kathy Lee retired. And now, I was shocked yesterday, and I just, 26 years at NBC, and...
Man, you're going to be a mess when Joe Kostig retires.
Yeah. I think
Hoda Kotb is a class act across the board, and I think she's just like a bright light, and that's what we need more of in this world, and so...
Did you watch a lot of it growing up?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the Today Show every morning.
Like, her mother. The reason why Courtney is who she is, and I love your mother, I think she... But she instilled
and you love me.
Fear...
No, I was saying this to DMs with all due respect. Isn't the Today Show with Hoda, isn't it on at 10?
Yeah, but
like, does anybody have to work?
Hoda was on before. She just got that fourth hour after Regis retired.
Okay.
So, I mean, I used to watch Regis and Kathy Lee when they had their you know, what's now Kelly.
Kelly and her husband, Mark.
Mark Consuelos.
But like, I've followed those people. So yeah, that's my childhood.
Oh, I didn't get it.
And what, did your mother record it? Or when you came home from school?
Yeah, she recorded it. But my mom posted a photo of me, my mom, Hoda, and Kathy Lee, because they did an event.
I didn't understand it. I saw briefly the story. I couldn't tell if it was related to the freak-offs or...
Oh, Hoda was at the freak-offs?
No.
I don't know.
If
anybody resigns now, I assume that's what's going on.
By the way, Greg.
I bet she's been to a Diddy party. Don't let Hoda fool you.
No, she...
You know Hoda's been to...
She had children later in life, so that's a big thing where she wants to make sure that she splits more of her time with her kids, I believe.
You know what my favorite dad at NBC? Matt Lauer.
He's been to a Diddy party.
He sure has. Yeah,
don't let all of them fool you. They love the all-white Diddy parties.
And let me just tell you two things. One, Jenna Bush Hager. Talk about making something out of nothing. I don't know how she got that job.
What?
And the other one.
Who's that?
She's great.
Is that George Bush's kid?
Yeah,
she's great. Do you think she got the job because her dad's the president of the United States?
Well, she actually talked about it yesterday, and she said Hoda did a segment with her and thought that she had a lot of talent and wanted her to replace Kathy Lee. So it was actually Hoda who got her into that part.
Did she used to be on The View?
No.
Oh, who was on The View? There was a Bush on The View.
Maybe her sister was.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, Jenna Bush Hager has been Today Show for a long time. I love her, too.
I'm down this 23andMe rabbit hole, Greg. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Really?
Basically, the world believes that this was something bad going on.
Well, I mean, it's a scary scenario, is that they're collecting DNA on everybody in the world, so it's a little bit weird.
Just to tell you, you have Irish relatives.
We'll continue with the rest of the news. Then we'll get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports right now, Courtney, and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox kick off their last series of the season tonight with the Rays at Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. Make sure to listen at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. Curtis has been teasing it, but be prepared for a weekend full of A-listers to give Joe his flowers. The Cowboys took down the Giants in Thursday Night Football, 20-15, the final. Scary situation for Micah Parsons. He went down with an ankle injury. X-rays after the game looked clean, but he's set for an MRI today. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime ribs served with choice of two sides, available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You got to love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Great job. I love the Nines. 62 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high, sunny 75.
It is a Patriots Friday as the Patriots get ready to travel west and take on the 49ers on Sunday. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And we will be back after the weekend on Monday with Boomer Esiason on this show and Gerard Mayo. I assume Gerard told us that even though they're getting back late, he's going to be ready to go Monday at Gillette. So I assume we'll be at Gillette Stadium on Monday for a Patriots Monday.
You got that, Wicks?
Yeah, Wicks. Yep. Yeah, remember.
I'm going to send out a text message Sunday night.
Yeah, I was glad you made it properly to Foxwoods, and that was fine. And we had a great time down there yesterday. So thanks to Echo Store and everybody for hosting us. And
That dinner was very good on,
you enjoyed
on
the
Wednesday
dinner
night.
At
yeah.
Alta Strata? Yeah.
Yeah, we only did like apps, shared apps, yeah, but I would
great.
Go back.
It was great. I also want to thank quickly the Broadway Restaurant Group, which selected the Greg Hill Foundation, speaking of golf tournaments, selected the Greg Hill Foundation as the beneficiary for their golf tournament, which they had yesterday. So I was double booked. I couldn't be there, but Brees Hill handled it in my absence. And I think they raised nearly $30,000 for the foundation yesterday. So,
and speaking of the foundation, there is an event coming up that we should plug.
What?
The Halloween Bash.
Oh, yes.
For Halloween, cool. October 31st. Wiggy, it is right up your alley.
Yeah, it is. We are, for the first time, doing a Halloween party. I believe they have designated it Halloween. And
oh, good.
I want to thank the presenting sponsor, Ghost Tequila, which is Courtney's
awesome.
Go-to.
Yep.
Repeatedly. and of a spicy nature.
Yep.
You love the spicy margs.
I do.
And so tickets are $35?
Yes,
something like that.
$35 at Moxie's.
It's at Moxie's in the Seaport.
It's going to be
sell
awesome.
Out. It's Wiggy will be there in costume, and I will be there in costume.
I will be there in costume.
I've had apparently one of those couple costume things that are chosen for you.
Oh. What are we?
I'm candy in costume.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's not. It's a joke at my expense.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't.
Mm.
Are we going? Is it like a sexy costume or funny?
Look at the subject.
Now it's time to really stop preparing for your costume.
Yeah.
Well, when's this? When's the date for this party?
On Halloween.
Okay.
Greg, has anybody ever told you that you're masochistic?
What do you mean?
That you do things intentionally for self-harm.
Yeah, but I like to create laughs at my expense for others.
No, I mean this world that you've currently created where you have a roommate now and decisions are being made on your behalf.
Sometimes it's easier, Curtis.
Oh, believe me, I know. I'm just saying that you're lamenting a life you chose.
I just don't know about the couple's costume thing. Like,
it's always a good thing. A couple's
you and
costume.
Bullet? Or
it's not me and Bullet. Oh. It's me and Lindsay. And
are you going as Fred Flintstone?
Fred Flintstone? And she's Wilma?
Yeah.
That's actually a good one.
And yeah. And Bullet is Dino. Or is it Dino? It's Dino, right?
Yes.
The dinosaur?
Yes.
I've had enough Dino in my life. Thank you.
Yeah.
I might do a Harry Potter theme.
Really?
Yeah.
Wiggy's going to make fun of you.
I don't care.
That's Halloween. I give you a pass for
thank
doing
you.
That.
Ooh.
We have a lot of events coming up foundation-wise. A lot that's going on. So, but you had a couple news stories left?
I did. Brett Favre is thanking fans for their support after his announcement that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Here's Favre on social media.
Hey, it's Brett. I just want to thank everyone for your support after the news that I had Parkinson's when I was testifying at Congress. Unbelievable show of support, and I want you to know I truly appreciate it. Hopefully this will shed some light on concussions and head trauma and also Parkinson's. There's a lot of people that are out there with it. It can happen to anyone at any time. So again, thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.
When things like this happen, do you get worried?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of a concern that, you know, whether you see guys like Steve Gleason or Kevin Turner, who used to play for the Patriots. But then you look at, right, there's so many guys that have played that might not have those issues. And like Parkinson, that's why I asked, isn't that the Michael J. Fox? Isn't that what he has?
Yeah.
So I
didn't know that concussions were connected to Parkinson's.
It seems like concussions in today's world nowadays, what people tell you, they're connected to everything. I try not to think about it. You know, I just try to say, you know, if that's something that is going to happen to you, it's you got no control of it. Because think about all that. I mean, how many thousands and thousands and thousands of players have played football that don't have Parkinson's or that don't have...
Not even just football. I mean, concussions.
Yeah, ALS, right? Right? And isn't that what... Isn't that what
Pete Frates
right had? So, I mean, but yeah, there is always that little bit of thought in the back of your head.
And Asante Samuel, who's very active on Twitter, was tweeting about this and how he's feeling that he has had some remnants of CTE in his life. So I think it'll be interesting. But the way the NFL is currently being played and conducted, I hope that the days of ex-NFL players suffering will be at least somewhat mitigated.
Yes.
All right, we have a new segment that we're going to do during the news. Would you eat it?
Yeah.
And this one is a New York restaurant. It's called Bird Box. It opened in July.
Bird Box.
What's funny about that?
The name.
Go ahead.
Bird Box.
Okay.
Just ignore him.
Okay. It's led by two Michelin star chefs.
Who, Michelin.
Yes. They own a restaurant out in San Francisco called Bird Song. And their go-to signature item is Claude the Claw. It's a fried chicken sandwich. Mitch has a photo of it that has the full chicken leg still attached.
Oh.
Food influencers are loving it. They're saying that it's delicious. This is not for me.
Mm-hmm. Pass.
Yeah, big pass.
Shine, you would pass just because of the claw in it?
Yeah, I can't
do that. The talon, if you will?
I'm out. Like, it's one thing if it's just a bone, you know, like on a steak when it's attached to the bone, like T-bone, cool, that's fine. But the whole claw, I'm out. Hard pass.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not eating a chicken sandwich with a bone in it.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
Yeah, it's fried chicken.
No.
Who doesn't like fried chicken?
I don't like that.
Yeah,
at all.
I'm with you guys. No thanks.
Really?
God, no.
It's like the turkey leg at the carnival.
Yeah, but that I'd eat. Like, it's just a bone. I'm holding it by the bone. Like, I feel like a barbarian. That's fine.
Also, since the placement of the meat that you're actually eating, since it is attached to the claw, wouldn't this be dark meat as well?
Oh, thigh meat. Good call.
I'm not a thigh meat person.
Oh, I do love thigh meat, though. Oh, you might be swinging me.
I'm not a thigh meat guy when it comes to a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
I mean, I
also wouldn't there be bones like in actual? Yeah, when you're biting into the that seems
right. Nah, you almost have to eat around the bone.
Yeah, you have to pull it out.
It might be a cleaner way to hold the sandwich. Like you,
but the bread won't stay.
Like you hold the you hold hands with the claw,
right.
And then just shove the thing into your mouth. You're not getting the grease all over your hands.
Yeah, well then why put it between bread?
Yeah,
just
make it a chicken leg.
Yeah, just do a chicken leg. I mean,
so put it over rice or something.
The answer from you is no.
No, I don't.
When it
don't.
Comes to would you eat it?
Yeah,
no.
I don't eat that.
No.
I don't eat chicken legs, frog legs, pig's feet.
I would eat it.
No.
You would eat it?
I mean, I've had a fish with the head on it. You ever had a fish with the head
no,
on it?
No, I do
well,
not
I've had,
like that.
The when they give you the full fish and then you get the...
Branzino.
Yeah.
It's like no problem with that.
Courtney, be honest. Did you guys do the chicken dance at the wedding?
No.
Oh.
No.
Just right. You go right around the eyes and the head and the
if you eat
the
that.
Lips and you eat the fish.
I say just debone it for me, please.
Okay.
By the way, I would just like to defend Courtney for a moment. You came at her when she said Michelin. It is, in fact, Michelin. She's right.
Yeah.
It's Michelin.
No, it's Michelin. Michelin. It's the same Michelin. People that make the tires.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's like the Michelin tires.
Yes, they give out restaurant. Michelin stars. Yeah, I just wanted to
know. Do I have to argue about this
Uh-oh.
And be proven right again?
I was just going to let you continue to pretend like I don't
was,
know what I'm talking
I
about.
I spot on when it came to cod being the catch of the day.
Wrong.
Spot on this morning when it came to the prime rib and the ribeye being different.
So now we need a chef to settle
it's
this
Michelin
one.
It's Michelin star.
Yes.
You also said that Rickard was a great hire.
It is... It is Michelin.
Michelin.
No, it is just not.
Well, Michelin.
We need a chef to call in. Chef Nick, hit us up.
This is a relatable conversation.
Do they call,
Craig,
do they call
Michelin star
do they call him the Michelin man? No, it's the Michelin man.
I don't know that its origin. Are you certain?
I'm 100% certain because the stars are based on how far you would drive to get to a certain restaurant.
Ooh.
So 3 stars mean you would travel the globe to get to the restaurant.
Whoa. Jeez, you're really worked up about this.
No, sorry, I'm sick. It happens.
Thank you for sticking up for me, Sean.
The same people.
All
you're welcome, Courtney.
I
got
appreciate you.
Hey, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, of course we do.
But we will be right back. Speaking of driving cars, haven't told you this yet, Coach, but you will get to select one of the 500 vehicles at the Newport Audrain Automobile Museum 1 week from today when we do the roadshow and drive it away into the sunset. I am told by those at the Audrain Newport Automobile.
I get to keep it?
You don't get to keep it.
Oh, okay. I just get to take it for a drive?
You can drive it away for a while.
Ooh, that's going to be difficult. Damn, that's going to be hard to do.
Look at this. Where was the Michelin tire company founded, Shine?
Yeah, it's founded in France in France by the Michelin brothers, but it's now known as Michelin Tire.
You mean you dumb Americans pronounce it as Michelin?
Nope, everybody outside of France pronounce it as Michelin.
What he's not telling you, Shine, is during the break, I watched 4 to 5 YouTube videos, whether it's Bon Appetit
or a lot of time,
and they all say Michelin stars?
Yeah.
Oh, shocking.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. They also call him the Michelin Man.
All right.
Not the Michelin Man.
In America, they do. Yeah. Yes. Over there, they say the Michelin Man. The Michelin.
The douche meter gendarme. Is off the
charts right now, Courtney. Three stars on the
This is David. David is a chef on the Cape. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi.
Wee wee.
Hello. Wee wee. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. What's up?
Oh. You're both right. I mean, in France it would be Michelin. In America we say Michelin.
Oh, wait, wait, hold on. How is it pronounced in French?
Michelin.
Michelin. So it's not even Michelin. It's Michelin.
So you weren't even right in French.
Oh, my God.
As I said, Michelin.
Well, see, Greg's Michelin. But no, Greg's going to need an actual French person to pronounce
it. Correct.
Because you're asking an American to pronounce a French word. You need somebody who's from France, who is actually French, who has the accent, and how would they pronounce it in French?
I can't help it. Yeah.
Michelin.
No disrespect. I can't help if you, all of you, lack a little bit of culture.
I'm plenty culture.
Yeah. I don't know much about
you. Didn't even know that it was named for the same people.
Have you been to?
You know who's on the phone? Huh?
How many Michelin star restaurants?
Countless. You know who's on the phone? Who's probably been to a few Michelin star restaurants? The great Ernie Bach. Hi, Ernie.
Hey, good morning. Ernie. I think it's Michelin.
Thank you, Ernie.
Ernie, it's not Ernie, have you ever been to France?
I have been to France.
Have you ever been to St. Bart's?
Yeah. I have been to St. Bart's.
I was talking with a dude on the beach in St. Bart's, and he said Michelin. So
in 1970?
By the way, on the French side of St. Bart's.
Oh, that's true.
All of St. Bart's is French.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's French side. I believe there's a delineation.
Because he might be Erné.
Erné, yes.
Erné, I don't speak, I don't have a French accent,
right.
So.
You know I'm right.
We need to get somebody with a French accent.
You know I'm right on this. Ernie, I don't know if you heard, but we're doing a show next week at the Audrey Newport Concourse Motor Week.
I did hear. I go every year. I'm actually premiering a vehicle there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I go down there every year. It's such a great time. It's becoming a world-class auto event.
What are you going to premiere? You probably can't tell us until you premiere it.
Yeah, I can tell. It's a 1970 Maserati Pagin.
Really?
Very low production. Just got it restored. Very excited about it. As a matter of fact, it'll be there before I. So the public is, I'm going to be there Saturday, Sunday. It's going to premiere Friday.
We're going to have Jay Leno on the show 1 week from today.
Down there hanging out. It's a really cool event.
Speaking of cars, we have announced as of this morning the details on this year's Wine, Watches, and Wheels event. Which raises money for the Greg Hill Foundation and for Music Drives Us, which is Ernie's charity. And it's happening at Ernie's Auto Salon in Norwood, his private auto salon. It's happening on November 15th. And we have if you go to this event, it's all about wine, it's all about watches, and it's all about the wheels. It's all about the automobiles. And so you get to get close and personal with some of Ernie's incredible cars. We usually have, 50, 60 of them there, Ernie?
About 40.
Okay. And then you could walk away the winner of a brand new Rolex. And
this Rolex, I got to tell you, this is a 41-millimeter Datejust Jubilee bracelet, blue face, Roman dials. Oh. This is like the coolest Rolex. Brand new papers and boxes.
Wow. This Rolex, if you were watching the show on Twitch yesterday, is the Rolex that PGA golf professional Jake Knapp was wearing.
Oh, cool.
Interesting.
And he got it. I asked him about it afterwards during the round yesterday, and he got it when you win a tournament event. Mm-hmm. He won the Mexican event. You get it from Rolex.
Wow.
You get his and hers Rolexes when you win an event on the tour. And on the back of it, it's engraved with the tournament that you won. It's awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Awesome.
The blue face too is nice.
And we're giving away some, so this is, you buy a ticket, you go to this event, You have unbelievable food. You get to see Ernie's cars, take pictures, do all that stuff. There's music. And then somebody leaves with a Rolex. Somebody leaves with, we have some incredible wine that you could win as well, Ernie, right? What do we have for wine?
Some Chateau Margaux, very nice. There's actually two bottles, and one of the bottles is a half bottle of Chateau Margaux. Super rare. You can, you know, because sometimes you want to open up a bottle of wine either by yourself or you don't want to finish the whole bottle. These half bottles are super cool.
Okay. And then also we added something this year for the ladies, and we have an unbelievable piece of, custom limited edition jewelry from Long's Jewelers.
Oh.
Which is...
Yeah, great place. Long's is a spectacular jewelry store if you haven't been there. It's really cool.
And is that, would you call that white gold, Ernie, or what do you call that?
The jewelry that he's going to do, or
yes.
the
yes.
yeah yeah
yes.
white gold
yeah
white gold.
So it's beautiful. So you can get all the information you need on the Greg Hill Foundation Instagram, on our website, on
musicdrivesus.org.
Yeah, and we can't wait for the event November 15th. It sells out every year, and we hope you will be there. It's an unbelievable one of a lifetime opportunity to see all Ernie's cars and hang out, and we'd love to see you. And Ernie, I'm glad you called the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There he is.
The best.
Ernie
Half
Bach.
Half bottle of Chateau Margaux, a steal at $500.
Oh.
That Maserati is expensive, too.
That's, worth every sip.
I'm very excited hopefully have a taste of yours when you open it.
Most of Ernie's vehicles that you see mm-hmm. at Ernie's Auto Salon have Michelin tires on them, Shine. They are.
Michelin. Thank you.
Michelin.
Even the pronunciation like helper on Wikipedia says Michelin.
Michelin. Mm-hmm.
I see. So you're going to take Wikipedia over...
I'm going to take Ernie over you, for
yep.
sure.
That's a definite.
You need a French guy is what
did
you need.
Did you not hear the French... Did you hear the French chef that called the show?
Yeah, he said Michelin, not Michelin.
Michelin.
No, he didn't.
Nope, he did not. He said Michelin.
We'll be right back.